Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven. Everybody loves Craven.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strain. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector, just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, I'm back.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 202 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I am one of the Australians today, and unfortunately our regular co-host, Super Marcy, won't be able to join this episode, but she'll be back very soon. But in the meantime, though, it is another boys' night here on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my two very awesome co-hosts. First up is the one and only Professor of All Things Science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
That's racist, bitch.
Whoa. Yeah, I was the
indeed,
right center.
Indeed.
Yeah. Introducing me now.
It's me!
Yes, okay, exactly, Robin, exactly. We will. Sorry, so we screwed up. God damn it, Craven, stay away from
don't worry. Yeah, exactly. Leave him below, Craven. But anyway, so also joining us today is the biggest fan of OnlyFangs, Trash Panda Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
Still like fucking wussy, though, bro. I'm still playing that game. Fucking werewolf pussy,
exactly.
Let's go. I'm good,
hashtag
I'm good.
Monstrous as fuck.
Yeah, hashtag monstrous as fuck.
Yes. Indeed.
I'm so tired.
It's okay. This will be a fun episode. Colin's tired.
Exactly.
I'm tired,
so anyway, so well, it is October and it is the Halloween season. But Batch, it's your pick this week, and you've decided to go out of, I guess, the you would like this, fuck it, I'm just picking whatever I want this week, and it's nothing.
No, this is on the
Halloween
fans.
Related.
This is on the fans because they picked Mac and Me and not the rightful movie for our 200th episode, The Raid. This is the one that should have won the 200th episode, so we're doing it tonight. It's a terrifying, this is a horror movie. Those guys are never getting their DoorDash orders with all this shit going on in this building. Put yourself in their shoes.
Indeed. So, yes, we are watching The Raid.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
This is the first one.
Yes. And I will keep calling just... Yes, exactly. But I will only be calling it just The Raid because the subtitle Redemption is stupid as hell. It was only on the American version of this movie. I'm sorry, Colin. but... Yeah, so what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film The Raid if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But I'm pretty sure it is also playing on other streaming services. The film is also available on physical media, too. So I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service. They do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Actually, is that to all the people who voted
you
for?
You just made the list.
Give you all that time. That's PG. Listen up, you son of a bitch.
I was going to.
Come over here and kiss me on my. But keep going. We're not done yet.
You fucking
mark! Pass the fucking potatoes!
Shut your bitch ass up! War Games!
Shout out to my homeboy, OJ Simpson. Yeah. I drank the beer.
Set up the
number!
Damn!
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez. Anyways, though.
It's so long. Now we're done.
It's over.
Okay, no worries. Finally. Well,
yep.
Your soundboard really has it out to all the people who voted for Mac and me on our 200th episode.
Yep.
But
it's okay. I didn't vote for that, so...
Oh, I'm the villain this season. Didn't you know, Bede? Haven't you realized at this point with everything I picked this season? I'm the villain this season.
I mean, I think that was already a given. Somebody has to be the villain on this show. I mean, you are the professor after all, but if you're...
Yes.
But once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching The Raid, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Batch, Colin, are you watching the movie that Dread ripped off with The Raid?
It's an entirely original idea that two people had at the same time.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this. All righty. Let's count down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. There you go. Had to make sure to get that intro music in there.
That's a transfer. It's always been now.
Well, I just have to make sure, because that way our... Exactly. The happy dance, call it.
That's right, dude.
Sony Pictures.
Somebody's getting their...
Or should I say it's the... I was going to say it's the happy hair dance, if you know what I mean. Well, that's going to be the picture for next year's 250th episode competition. There we go again. And if you want to know what Colin is doing on right now on the video version, you have to go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and just as little as $1 a month, you'll get all access to all early episodes of the show, particularly the exclusive video versions of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, you can see my dope-ass OnlyFans shirt.
Yes. And also your very awesome Halloween hoodie, I might add, Colin.
Colin, is this like since you got sober how you wake up every morning?
What, tired? not wanting to be sober? Yeah, all the time.
I got to work out this morning. This is bullshit.
Oh, dude, it's every day, dude. Every day. I'm just...
I mean, what's the point of being...
I can fucking street fight people.
That's right.
I mean, isn't...
Well, that's what happens when people get sober, isn't it?
Yeah, I can beat my kids now.
You throw them through walls, Colin, and then throw them off balconies and give them a good swift kick to the face?
Dude, of course. 100%. Just fucking murder. The rage inside me does not quit.
Well, thank God that Tubi actually has the dub version of this movie. Not the dub version, the subtitle version. Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't really need a dub version because the dialogue usually doesn't match. And it's not like we're actually listening to the movie as well, because we never listen to the movies that we're watching.
Bye, honey. I'm off to have the worst day possible.
Abort it. Get rid of it. Don't go through with it.
That baby's going to come out kicking and then punching and smashing people through windows.
It's already going to know karate.
Gotta know all the martial arts.
Yeah, dude. It's already coming out with a black belt.
He learned in the womb.
They beat the shit out of his mom.
Meanwhile, in Liberty City.
Hey, it's Pallet Town.
Well, this guy is basically you. Now listen.
All these people are coming to read my work. Weed is suddenly illegal one day in Canada.
They're going to go find that illegal weed dispensary.
We're shutting you down now.
They're just going to go raid a Wild Secrets factory.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, what is this? Is this a Korean film?
No, it's a Thailand. Let me look this up. Yeah. Let me have a look see.
So that karate joke was racist, Bede.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, Colin. No, it's sorry, it's a,
yeah, dude, I'm no, American, nope. Okay? No.
Oh, dude, this is a fucking amazing movie.
Is it, though?
By the way,
is it?
It is.
It's spooky.
Dude, this movie.
I'm about to sit through a fucking foreign film? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, first of all, we're all a little racist today because the movie, and I should be ashamed.
Oh, shit.
Is Indonesian. It's an Indonesian film. Bam.
All these guys are having a spooky month right now.
Dude, that's how I feel about watching this movie. Fucking blow my brains out. Fuck.
I love how pessimistic you are, Colin, right now.
To be honest with you.
Oh, it does. That's the luckiest guy of all that they ran out of bullets.
Well, he's just going to go load it back up. He's going to listen here, Mogwai. I'm
going
to hammer a bullet. Should I shoot?
You should have
hit you over the head with hammer.
Yeah, dude. Should have fucking had a bullet in that gun. Tight.
That is the bad guy.
That's one way.
Yes.
Well, that's one way of hammering a point.
Okay, I'll give you a point on that one, B. That one's actually not bad.
Yeah, dude. Just blow my brains out. Just do it. Just blow my brains out right now.
It's okay.
Because you're not going to die right away for the hammer, I think.
No. I've watched enough true crime and forensic files that you don't die right away. What do you want, child?
Speaking of habits.
Tomorrow for movie night.
I don't want you today.
We can't. It's late. It's almost bedtime. We're doing it tomorrow.
Why?
Because tomorrow is movie night. You better go to sleep.
Oh,
You need to close my door. Oh, I'm gonna fucking karate chop you in the throat.
We're gonna make
Colin's about to go sense. Right on the children.
Yeah, he's gonna go right on the children. The kid just goes like barreling through the wall.
Yeah, dude. I'm just gonna pull out my fucking kid with a hammer.
Oh, wait till you see like when this movie gets going, dude. When this movie like changed action. This is one of those movies.
Yeah.
Dude, he came in here and he's like, when are we going to watch Chucky 3? We've been watching the Chucky movies all week. And
because you got to train him young, right?
Dude, they're like biting at the fucking bit for this third one because it's the funniest one.
Yeah.
Andy goes to military school.
Military school.
Dude, it's so funny, dude.
Also, you can threaten your kids by sending them to military school.
Dude, that's so funny. And Chucky's gonna be black.
Now, that's when you remember the old days when you could just threaten kids to send them to military school.
I mean, yeah, you can't do that anymore. My kid would look at me and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here. Military school.
We'll send you to school to be part of ICE.
Yeah, you like your Latino friends. You're about to go be ICE. Mm-hmm. All right. You're about to deport these kids and their moms and dads.
But the plus side, you get to beat up Antifa.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even watch the news anymore. So, like, the news is too sad for me. It's fucking time stamp.
Antifa is all those guys that live in their mom's basement and listen to a lot of Depeche Mode and think they can be tough guys with balaclavas and wearing all black.
So like,
oh, so like school shooters?
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyways, though. All right, let's just get inside.
So these raid guys, that's what they are like?
Yeah, so
well, they're basically like a SWAT team, yeah.
So this is a big high rise, like that's full of like a slum high rise, and the big bad drug dealer, he's on the top floor. So now they're going to raid to try and get the bad guy, but it's all going to go horribly wrong.
Duh.
They got to run the gauntlet.
Yes. It's basically like a movie version of Donkey Kong.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes. Just with more blood, more action, and more bullets.
Imagine if it's your job just to be the lookout for a drug agency. I'm like, you just get paid to sit on your ass all day outside and just wait for the cops.
They get killed off. Yes.
I mean, technically, that's technically what my job is. I just sit around and watch fucking TV all day.
You know, at least you get paid for it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, the guy is a bit of an idiot. Like, why sit in front of an open door? Someone could easily sneak up behind you.
Well, they don't pay those guys really well. They pay them in crack.
Oh, well, that's true. Yep. Listen, I just live here, man.
I'm not Mexican.
Don't deport me. Don't do it.
That's how they're going to remake this movie in 2025. They're looking for Trende de la Agua.
Shut the fuck up. That's so bad, dude.
Mom's not here. We can make these type of jokes. Dad lets us.
Dad doesn't let any of these jokes because Dad sent these jokes to the edit. I have the power here.
You're not my real dad. You're not my real dad. Shut the fuck up. You're not my real dad.
First of all, son, even... I am your dad, and you're going to listen to your daddy, or I'm going to spank you.
Okay, don't make it weird, man.
Yeah, don't make it weird, dude. Come on now.
To be fair, we have been making... The show's already been weird, like, for 200 episodes already.
These guys play way too much Call of Duty.
And this is why they can't win wars.
Uh-oh.
Too loud.
Ooh!
I've already made the joke, so it just says for itself. This movie was ahead of its time.
Hey guys, we're going to go up to level 4. We're so far so good at this video game.
This is how they would raid champions if it happened.
They did not have to do that to that woman. They really did. No. They didn't have to do that. They just ruined her entire fucking high. Like, they just ruined it.
That's why I say this is a horror movie. Imagine you just sleeping and just fuck up your high.
All they're trying to do is just do crack and heroin. That's all they want to do.
Exactly.
Just let them live in their trap house. You don't have to raid this shit. What do you got to raid it for?
It's a menace to the community.
It's like they don't need to keep the streets clean. It's fine.
Isn't this just an ad for Dare?
Oh. Pop.
He would have been killed.
Kill that child. He's a drug mule. Kill him.
This kind of reminds me about the time like there was a raid on my floor of my apartment.
Oh, really?
Dude, shut up. Dude.
Yeah, I like walked out of my flat and I looked down the hall. There were a whole bunch of cops down the other end in front of a door. And they all just looked at me and I just like looked at them and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going back in. And I just went back into my flat.
Now they're fucked. Oh, he shot the kid.
Nah, he's not dead. He's fine. Policia.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. And now he's dead.
I'd make a joke, but I can't.
Yes, you can. Dad's here.
He just Why does everyone assume Kirk? I let you go? Why is everyone assuming like you can do whatever you want because dad's here? I'm I'm probably more of a tight ass than Marcy.
Dude, you're not even the stepfather. You're the boyfriend to the stepfather.
Yeah, dude, you're the boyfriend.
Now you listen.
Yeah.
You're the substitute teacher.
Yeah, you know what? Let us roam. Just let us roam everywhere. Just be cool.
Just be cool. Yeah. And we'll give you a good review.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We'll tell mom that boyfriend was tight. All right. It'll be fine. All right.
Well, as my old math teacher used to say, I don't get mad. I get even. Don't play my game because you can't win. And he legit said that a lot.
We're just gonna watch porn on this school computer and just be cool and don't say anything.
Yeah. I'm gonna sit here and play my PSP and jack off in class.
Yep. You're gonna jack off to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
His girlfriend's tight.
Listen.
Yes.
I've jacked off to worse.
Listen.
Okay.
Yes. Indeed.
Release the hounds.
Hounds are bullets. Why they needed to set a whole SWAT team into set a whole SWAT team into this building to fight these gangsters when they could have just sent Charles Bronson in there.
Yes.
No, dude, they didn't have to do anything. Like, there's like five people in this entire building. Like, they didn't have to send an entire fucking SWAT team. Like, it makes zero sense. Oh, here they come with their big ass guns. Like, come on now. You couldn't do that before the kid got killed? Come on. Dude, at least get a rocket launcher. You're a fucking you're a drug cartel. You should have like fucking rocket launchers. You should have all types of military weapons that they're gonna
They're about
have.
To play some Sniper Elite right now.
Yeah, dude. They fucked up. They fucked up. Sniped.
No snipers, no sniping.
No boobs, only eyes. Oh.
Right in the eye.
He did.
He had it easy, too, compared to everybody else in this movie he's going to go through.
Compared to this other guy in a second.
Mm.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I could do that.
Colin's on the people who live in the building side in this movie. Fuck the cops.
Yeah, dude, Yeah, dude, A-cab, baby, A-cab.
There you go. He just killed a guy with a machete. This is a horror film.
Who does he think he is? Jason Voorhees? And you can hear me talk about Jason Voorhees on my podcast, Bean and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake on all podcast streams everywhere.
We knew it was coming.
Dude, he got Charlie Kirk like a motherfucker, dude. Hard.
Totally. Let's just say Kirk.
Dude, yeah. We'll just call him he got Gushered. We'll call him Gushered.
This guy Gushered, yeah.
Gushered. Yeah, he just got Gushered.
Ew. I guess that armored vehicle wasn't so armored.
No. Oh.
Oh. He just wasted two bullets for no reason. He's like, I got to do all of the crack.
Yes. I'm just going to stay up here and do coke.
I mean, that's what I would do. Yeah, I would just, all right, they're coming. They're coming to get us. Might as well just do it's all better the
pay per view.
Yeah, dude. Just might as well just do all the drugs. I'll have superpowers.
Put on the right music and just watch the show.
You just beat the shit out of all the SWAT people. Just do a bunch of PCP and you're like, turn into fucking Super Mario and kill everybody. Oh, I miss drugs.
That'll be your takeaway from this whole episode, Colin. I miss drugs.
That's a good line for your act, Colin. The way you just said, oh, I miss drugs. You got your big exposition, you got your punchline, and then like, I miss drugs. And then just look away.
That's good. I'll write it down in my book right here. Hold on. Done. It's in the book.
Here you go. What the fuck are we doing? What do you think I don't? They couldn't afford to give me a helmet.
Yeah, right. He's
hard. Is this one of those guys?
It's fine.
But also, too, he probably has like a like had an accident and has like a metal like fig in his head.
Yeah, it turns out we shouldn't have been pissed off the drug dealers in their own drug den. Who'd have thunk it?
Exactly.
I didn't know they'd fight back.
Right?
I thought they only had drugs, not guns. This is why I know I'll never work as a SWAT team member. I'd be killed within like 5 seconds of stepping into a building like this.
Oh, dude, why do you think I never went into the military? I'd be dead in a second, dude. I would be dead.
Well, when the zombie apocalypse hits, which is going to, it's only a matter of time at this point. We're all going to have to at least sign up with one outfit like this if we're going to have a chance to survive.
Survive? You think I'm gonna survive? Nah, dude. I don't give a fuck. When zombies come, I'm gonna be like, you guys are my new fucking supreme leaders. I'll do whatever you need. I'll suck whoever zombie dick I need to. Like, we're good. All right.
I'm just gonna wild out for a while and just do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes.
That was so unnecessary. This whole scene is unnecessary.
Building tension.
Gotta get that tension in there.
Light them up.
Oh!
Send more cops.
They gotta kill the cops. Dude, they gotta feed the zombies that live in the basement.
Yeah.
That's those baths. Has the bath salts.
Oh, it's a me. It's a Mario Costellini.
What up, Mario?
What up, bro?
I'm pretty good, fellas. I'm very excited. I got some new friends. They all died in this building, and now they're joining me in the afterlife.
All those cops that just died. Your friends? You made friends with those cops?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. I got them all here. I'm just now cooking them some spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Mario.
Well, oh, somebody has to.
I thought you were going to cook them sushi, you know, since they're, you know, Japanese.
Oh, that's a racist. That's
racist.
They're Indonesian, Tom. They're not Japanese. Indonesian.
Dude.
I'm Italian. This is the Italian section of the afterlife. That's why they're in the Italian section of the afterlife. So tonight they're having...
Oh, that's racist.
I got the open if that's what the afterlife is like, and that's a racist. Anyways, though, yes, I'm cooking them food because they've had a very rough day. They got chopped up. A couple of them have lost ears and fingers and heads.
Yeah, they're beyond screwed.
It's very traumatic. Yeah, I mean, exactly. And that's why I'm very...
They fucked up.
Exactly. And that, yeah, so they're all watching this movie. You are watching now. They're thinking, oh, if only we had done it this way, then we would still be alive.
They should have just never fucking went in there. That dude is still alive. How did that white shirt guy... How is he still alive?
You know why, Colin? Do you want to know why? Because he is all hopped up on... He had that ectoplasm. When you're all hopped up on ectoplasm, bullets cannot affect you.
I don't know how I'm going to make it through this movie. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
You don't need to know what's going on. It's all action. It's action. Just like what me and Louise. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
I heard rumors about you and Louise.
You heard nothing. That's racist.
He's been giving her the meat sauce. That's right. He's been giving her the meat sauce.
Yeah, don't know. Look over there. I'll see you later. Bye, Bobolini.
Oh, he's been giving her the meat sauce very quickly. He got out of. I've never seen Toby go that fast through a wall before. He literally just boomed through it.
He's embarrassed that everyone knows that he's stuck into boots with Louise now, with Dead Metal Louise. Mm.
Indeed. Oh, axe. First of all, guy, you gotta axe for people's permission if you're gonna do that to their floor.
Yeah, they're trying to get through the floor now, so
they have to go down a level. Oh.
Keep chopping.
Damn it, if this floor wasn't made out of cement. Okay, it's wood, sorry. Oh, and he died. The fact that it's just basically they were like just waiting down there for him.
Yeah.
Like they knew he was going to come in through the floor.
This is one wacky game of paintball.
Yes.
Wah!
Colin, have you ever gone paintballing?
No. I'm not a big gun person, dude. I don't like
me neither. Me neither.
I don't like any type of guns. I don't like fucking like the only type of gun I really would enjoy is like Nerf guns.
Yeah. Yeah. They should make a tactical like Nerf course that people could go to, but it's all Nerf.
Right.
Well, I've got
I think that's why I don't like action films like this.
Oh no.
Yeah, I think that's why, because I don't like guns. So it's like...
It's kind of... The Raid's one of those movies where it kind of switches up the action. Like, it is more gun stuff in the first half, but then they pretty much get rid of the guns, and then it's just basically hand-to-hand combat from after that.
Yeah. Yeah, because when it gets down to one guy...
Is this what this whole hour and 40 fucking minute long movie is? Is just these people in this house trying to defeat these drug dealers?
Well, eventually they're all killed, and then it goes down to this guy, and then he's the last one left standing.
And that's why the film got as much as raves as it did, because it's got a very simple plot, but it's just heavy on action. It's just nonstop action from start to finish. Get inside the fridge. Boom! Damn it, my favorite Tubi movie has gone off. Put Tubi back on, you bastards.
That's the face you make when you're... Yeah.
That's the face you make when your favorite porn that you have a bookmark has been removed.
Exactly. It's a sad day.
It's a sad day.
Dude, listen. Sad day, okay, for all of us. They're drug dealers. Okay, they're drug dealers. They should have way better TVs than that. All right, they should have way better TVs than that.
It is Indonesia.
I mean,
that's like cutting edge. That's a cutting edge there.
Yeah, I mean, they do shit in the street, so.
Ain't no drug dealing in Indonesia's got a flat screen.
Yeah, dude, you know, he's lucky to have fucking running water.
He just got a digital watch. He thinks he's a pimp.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's got the best 80s and 90s music that they could possibly get.
Indeed. Also, like, Baywatch just premiered there.
But it's called Bay of Piss and Shit, watch.
Yeah.
That was after all the punching and kicking in the kidneys.
I'm not dead yet. I knew I shouldn't have called it. I knew I shouldn't have calling it sick to work today.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like, I wasn't supposed to be here today. It was my day off.
My wife's going to be pissed.
Yep. She made me this uniform and it's all ruined.
I can't breathe. I can't. You're standing on my balls.
Why does it smell like shit in here?
Oh, it's this thing. It's the toilet. Here, let me just move this over here.
Yeah, hold on. No, we just go in the street.
There's a hole in the floor over there. Go take a shit.
Neighbors could deal with it.
They even had a fucking refrigerator in there, to be honest with you.
That's a reverse toilet.
He's like, holy shit, we have fucking fluorescent lighting in here. Let's go.
This place is much nicer than my place is shithole compared to this place up here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I gotta live in fucking dirt mound. I gotta eat my kids.
Have you ever attempted trying to eat your kids, Colin?
No, dude, they would taste like shit. No way. They wouldn't taste good at all.
I know, I just kid.
Well, here come the reinforcements.
What,
the drug dealers need reinforcements? They're about to beat all these people.
The thing is, if I learned anything from action films, all drug cartels have like at least like a whole army of people. And these guys are the machete army.
Well, it's because a lot of people don't realize they offer full medical and dental. So they actually have a really good benefits plan.
Yeah, they have really good benefits, all right? And they get paid in drugs, okay? Which you can sell to get more drugs. It's the only black guy in this movie.
Yeah,
I think that's. I think he's just in shadow.
That's racist.
It's not racist.
I mean, listen. All right.
Listen.
I can't tell. Okay, I can't. They all look the same. Okay, I'm sorry.
Match, what have you done? Yeah. I don't know if this episode can even. I mean, I don't know if this episode can even be released.
I'll just release it. Just put it out.
Oh, it'll get released. Trust me, it'll get released.
It'll be infamy is better than fame. Famous to you, infamy lives forever.
Hmm. All right, who's been drawing on these walls? Somebody drew a dick on my wall.
I guess just looking for a glory hole. It was around here somewhere.
I think there have been giant glory holes since the beginning of this movie. All over the place, on the walls, up on the roofs, in the floor.
There's one right there.
There's one right there.
Yeah.
This was the glory hole floor.
So in other words, it's the glory floor.
Whoa. Oh.
Bang, whack, smack, pow.
This movie came out. I was working at Future Shop up here in Canada, and a buddy who was like a legit martial artist, and he loves this movie because of all the knife fighting. They said it's like so legit.
Nice.
Like he knew, he was like a third degree, fourth degree, one of those type of type, like that does all the weapon stuff.
Yeah.
See, they're doing it wrong. Okay. Where are the nunchucks?
You got to twirl him around for like 5 minutes and then before you hit the guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the one capable cop that they actually have. Everybody else is dead except for this guy.
And that guy.
And that guy.
Yeah, the black guy.
I don't
think
he's got long. Yeah. I'll stab you in the boob.
So much neck stabbing and chest stabbing.
Well, I say it's a horror movie.
Jason Voorhees will be wacky off to this right now. Whack, whack, whack.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the joke. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
See, it's a joke with double meaning.
I know, I got it. My tired ass brain figured it out. You gotta save the token Nicole. Black guy in the movie.
Yeah, he's not allowed to die yet.
Yeah, he can't die yet.
Yeah, the glory hole's too small.
Yeah, he can't.
It's too high.
Yeah, it's way too high, dude.
I'm gonna have to stand on a ladder.
Yeah, how is his dick gonna fit in that glory hole? It's way too big.
Oh.
They will find a way.
He only had 3 days left till retirement.
I think everybody had like at least 3 days left from retirement in this movie. They only have one.
Oh, sorry, guy. I just wanted to drop off this Wild Secrets order. Don't shoot me.
DoorDash, which one's number 14? I got to drop off some Thai food. Just give me the bag. Just give me the bag.
I say the password before you come inside.
Speaking of DoorDash, I had the best sub the other night from Firehouse Subs. Do you have this up in St. Louis, Colin?
Yeah, they got that.
That Thanksgiving sub they have with the stuffing and the turkey and the cranberry sauce. Oh my God, it was so fucking fire.
That sounds fire. I'd die if I ate cranberries, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You allergic?
I can probably get it without it. You know what I'm not allergic to? Pussy.
Hey.
I'd be worried to call it if you ever were.
Dude.
Unless you're
did you know?
Unless you're referring to cat. Yes, skip.
did you know that women can be allergic to certain semen?
Yes.
From certain dudes.
I've heard about
it. Crazy. It's crazy. You're just fucking blowing in some chick and she's like, oh, it burns so bad. You're like,
is it like,
what do you got?
It's like alien. It's like alien blood.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's terrifying, dude. I gotta watch what I do. I'm gonna burn up this bitch.
That's a fucking that's a kill for a future movie from the guys that make OnlyFans. They should do. The guy just blows out a girl's face and it's like acid all over her face.
Can you imagine though? Can you imagine this though? Like you blow a load in some chick's mouth and you have to give her an EpiPen.
Yes.
You stab her in the mouth and you gotta stab her in her thigh with an EpiPen. Sorry.
Fucking nerd.
Sorry, I ate peanuts today.
Look at this fucking nerd.
That dude's on PCP.
His eyes are literally bulging out of his head.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back. I need to check on these kids.
Yeah. We'll check the children, Colin. I'll just do a bit of redecorating in here.
Mm-hmm.
Create that new glory hole. Make it a big one.
Meanwhile, in the wall.
Unfortunately, there's no other bricks in the wall.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's a really good scene. See, I had to break this movie. I had to break my string of terrible movies.
You just really got it out for that worst Tubi movie of the year nomination batch.
Well, not with this movie. I'm just
going maybe for not
best,
this
best
one,
Tubi movie. Best Tubi movie of the year.
Yes.
Think you're a tough guy, you fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd.
You fucking nerd.
Says what, the people were two of the three guys who were doing this commentary have glasses on.
Yes.
I unfortunately do not have any glasses on me at the moment, so we're not nerds, we're geeks. We're cool, man. That's how we roll.
Dad, I'm so glad that melatonin is a real thing. So those kids are dead right now, dude. They're so dead, dude.
Nice.
Actually, it's funny. Here in Australia, like you have to kind of get melatonin specifically like overseas. And apparently, like, one website has stopped selling the kids' ones to Australia because parents were abusing them. So they had to stop selling them in Australia.
Oh, dude, I told my ex-wife that I was like, oh, I've been giving the kids melatonin during school nights so they'll go to sleep. She's like, I don't give a fuck. She's like, do whatever you got to do, dude. They're insane. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Yes.
So, like, does it work?
Yeah. I tell her all the time, I'm like, you should just fucking drug the shit out of the kids. What, do you want them to go to sleep? Like, all right, it's bedtime. It's fucking 6:30 at night. Here you go.
Boom. Well, that's the thing. I take melatonin sometimes as well, and it does put me to sleep.
I take weedotonin.
I don't Indeed. Take anything anymore.
Yeah. You don't sleep.
Dude. Yeah, that's why I'm so tired all the time.
Yep. That's the thing that sucks about being old. It's like we go to bed, we think we're going to have a good night's sleep, and then we wake up and we're still tired.
Mm-hmm. Dude. I'm still tired from yesterday. All right. Like I had a full night's sleep last night and I'm still tired.
Get these fucking cops out of here.
Yep.
Holy shit. They have fucking lamps. There's no way.
But they love lamp.
They had to go to the fancy people's store to get the lamps.
Yeah, dude, they had to use all of their rubles and they had to all their savings just for those two lamps, dude.
They had to give their firstborn child for that lamp.
Yeah, dude.
Imagine being like you live in this building and you basically live in like a drug building, and it's like you're the only person who's actually legit renting the place out, and you're like, oh shit, like everyone's like a drug dealer in this place except me.
It's $200 a month for rent.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're renting one apartment out of this entire building, and you're just like, this is bullshit. My fucking property damage is through the roof. My fucking landlord better have insurance on this piece of shit. Like, I got bullet holes and shit. They broke my fucking expensive-ass lamp that I had to fucking kill a child for.
I'm not getting my security deposit back, am I?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, nope. No.
Definitely not.
this happens 3 times a week.
Turn that music down.
Your damn kids out there are playing with your music and making things too loud.
Quit dying over there.
Yeah.
If you could just like die a little quieter.
Yeah. I'm trying to sneak around here, all right? Die quiet. Oh.
Exactly.
This is the Indonesian fucking version of Requiem for a Dream.
In Indonesia, for buildings like these.
Oh, no.
I'm sending ice into Indonesia.
Oh, no. Ghost Trump is back.
To check out messages in Indonesia. I have ghost ice. I have ghost ice. I have the best ice. They even better than the live ice. It's ghost ice.
Oh no. Oh no. You know what? Ghost Trump.
We lost me.
You know what's better than your. Mm-hmm. Oh, am I still here?
I still see you.
Am I still here?
He's gone. He's gone.
Okay.
Ghost Trump is gone.
Gone. Okay, good. Because I was gonna bring out the yes. other ice that could defeat Trump's ice. But that scared him away. You don't want me to bring the trouble, man.
Okay, the fights are... Fights about even, like 15 drug dealer goons versus this guy.
See, this action movie does something a little bit different. There they like all actually come at the guy rather than just like wait their turn.
Rather than one at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And even then, they still get their asses kicked.
Oh.
Sweep the leg.
So many machetes in this movie.
I'm surprised that Danny Trejo is on it.
Bro, they can't afford real guns.
Well, to be fair, we need more machete fights in movies.
Yes. I want to recreate this fight totally with Muppets.
Hey, it's a real black guy.
Yes, there's two black guys in this movie. RKO.
Reverse RKO. Ooh.
Oh, shit. No. Through the table.
Boom, 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 boom. Wah.
I'm tired just watching this guy fight.
What the hell is one of those movie?
One of those punches, okay, I'm good.
Yep. I think the toilet is literally in the living room. Yes.
That's how it is there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a regular studio apartment here in Australia. Everything's in the one room.
Wait, they have an actual toilet in that building?
Yes. Damn toilets.
Go to
Fortunately,
sleep.
Deputy's head gets stuck.
Go to sleep.
Which wrestlers could be in this movie?
Next. Get through the window. Oh.
Ow.
Oh, he is so going to need a massage after this day is over.
Yes. He's going to take a bath. Had some me time.
And at least and 100 stitches.
And a bottle of Tylenol that'll give him autism.
Exactly. Well, if it does, it's going to give him even more martial arts powers.
Agreed.
That guy was all like, did that really just happen or am I high? Mm-hmm. Asian dude burst through my window.
Whoa, man. People just coming in through windows and walls, man.
Do it for your baby. You gotta live.
Fuck that. Don't need to live because you're having a kid. Fuck that.
This is one way of him getting out of his daddy duties.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, honey. I have to go write a drug den. I'll be back later. Nope.
What happened to daddy? He tried to kill 999 drug dealers and he died.
But in all reality, he just went to go get a pack of cigarettes and never came cigarettes back. Huh?
Yes. Bah.
Meanwhile, these guys are still alive and hiding.
Yeah, how the fuck are they still alive?
They ain't doing shit.
This is what happens.
They really
We're not leaving anyway.
They really aren't doing anything. Yeah.
You're just going to stay here.
See, even you're tired.
Oh, fuck. I mean, I've had a long day.
Yeah. And you had to pick a 2-hour movie of fucking one dude beating the shit out of a bunch of Asians.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't 2 hours. It's 1 hour, 40 minutes. That's a big difference. The Hobbs and Shaw would have been a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, with Hobbs and Shaw, I would have been able to understand what the fuck is going on in this movie.
That's true.
Well, Colin, the only thing you need to know about this movie is a bunch of guys raid a building. That's it. That's the plot you need. And it escalates from there.
The second one has much more nuance.
I mean, the second one definitely has... Well, that's the thing. The second movie has, like, way more plot than this one does.
Yeah.
Bat, did you see Good Boy yet?
No, I haven't made it to the theaters. I heard you said it wasn't that great.
Dude, everybody's sucking that fucking dog dick. Like, it's so bad.
Oh, yeah?
So bad. So bad.
I mean, Colin, it's okay to be wrong.
Dude, you and your little fucking... Listen, okay? You and your little ritzy-ass fucking... I'm a fucking theater film person, and I know about movies. Listen, I love movies. They're like one of my biggest passions in life. I love movies. I sat there for an hour and fucking 10 minutes and watched a fucking dog stare into space, look at some fucking shadow people, jump through a window, and bark. Okay? It was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. It had nothing to do with nothing. It was dumb. It was stupid. My friend, the smut peddler tried to tell me, oh, it was so beautiful. It was like about addiction and all this shit. I was like, the dog wasn't addicted to drugs. That's what the whole movie was about.
The dog had a coke problem.
All right.
If you want me to be interested,
I want to see the dog on heroin. Okay. Like, that's what
I mean, Colin, I do know what I'm talking about. It's not like I have an award here that says, like, you know,
won an award for
film criticism like that.
Well, you want to know something? That award is wrong. Because if you like that movie, you're a fucking bitch. Okay? You're a bitch, and you fucking...
I have an award too, but it's a different type of award. So,
see, all right, you're one of those snooty fucking people that are like so into artsy horror movies. That movie wasn't even a fucking horror movie. Okay, I was so pissed when I walked in and I walked out of that movie. I told my friend, I was like, listen, this shit is fucking so dumb. It was the dumbest thing I've seen all year. And I love those artsy movies. Like, I love Talk to Me. I loved whatever the fucking Bring Her Back, fucking Hereditary. That shit was fire. Fire. They're actually good. All I did was sit there and watch a fucking dumb dog walk around a haunted house. Wasn't even really haunted. It was fucking stupid, dude. It made no sense. It was dumb. Okay.
It's okay, Colin. You can tell me that I'm wrong,
but I'm not wrong. Okay, I'm not wrong.
Of course you're not wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying you're wrong. I kid, Colin. I'm only just teasing you,
dude. Listen. Oh no, listen. I'm not teasing you at all, because that movie was fucking fucking time stamped. Okay, that movie was time stamped.
It's okay, Colin. Yeah, I still love you. Ass. This is me and Colin talking about Good Boy too, on the screen right now.
Dude.
This is what it's going to be like when Colin and I meet.
It didn't make sense.
Good Boy's going to come up and we're going to fight. We'll do a podcast, Colin, called Shut
Up. And I was like, no.
We'll do a podcast called Shutter Sundays and we'll do it for that show, just you and me.
Dude, I will fucking go in on that movie. That movie was fucking dumb. Okay. It was stupid with a capital S. Okay, it was a bad boy. All right, like Diddy.
I need to see VHS Halloween. I hear that's really good.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. The first short was good. The second short was decent. The third one was fucking hilarious. The fourth one was good, and the last one was really good too.
I heard the creepiest one was the one about, like, the kids' video thing.
Which kids' video one? I mean, they're all found footage, but...
Well, the one guy who films, like, the kids, like, when you said the kid videotape the kids for, like, security reasons.
It was fucking hella creepy, dude. They actually had those at Blockbuster.
Yeah, I remember those back in the day.
Yeah, they actually had those. It's insane. Oh, PCP man's fucked this dude up.
It's like, you come in my house, trade raid my fucking house?
Fucking.
You leave that many glory holes in the walls? Gonna leave all the glory holes in this house?
Okay.
Boom.
Neck breaker.
Yes.
Well, this is it. This is it. End of movie.
I think there's still time left, Colin. I think there's still like at least another 30 minutes.
Yeah. He hasn't reached the main guy yet. The dog movie was bullshit.
I wash my hands after all that fighting.
So I think undercover police.
Dude, I got so confused. I got so confused there because, again, they all look alike. I didn't know that main character that wasn't the main character just got his neck. I thought that was.
That was one of the few cops that was left.
Yeah, dude, totally. Didn't fucking know. I was like, oh, end of movie. Well, the raid's over.
It ain't over till I say it's over.
So I heard a rumor that Braun Strowman was trying to be the new Jason.
I think he wants to be. I don't know if there's any official talks, though. That's what I've heard. Like, I think he's putting his name out there to want to be Jason.
I think he'd be a good Jason.
I mean, he's a pretty intimidating dude. Which would work for that character.
You guys find it weird that John Cena has never won the Intercontinental title? That's the only belt he hasn't won in WWE.
I didn't know that. I thought he did. Because usually, like, before anyone wins, like, the world title, they kind of have to go up the ranks with the different belts of that.
That'd be hilarious if that was his last match, was for the Intercontinental title, and he loses.
I'm just going to go in there and win the title.
Dom's got it still, right?
Dom's got it. So he'd have to fuck over Cena in his last match. That'd be a great way to get more heat on Dom.
Right.
he totally Eddie Guerrero's fucking Cena out of the title.
Yes.
Just want the title right now.
Get back to the kicking already.
Yeah. Make me some ramen. Or whatever you eat down there in Indonesia.
I had some terrible like ramen that almost turned me off ramen.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Can't eat ramen anymore, bro. It's too salty. Too much sodium.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll die. Yeah, dude. I can have ramen like once a month if I really want it, but it's not really worth it to me. Getting jacked.
Are you still watching what you eat like that?
Oh, yeah, dude. All the time. Yeah. All the time, sir.
That's good.
How do you think I'm getting this ripped? It's not because I'm fucking just eating whatever, dude. Time is bad. Chicken tenders.
Dude, hey.
Listen, I had, okay.
This is bad.
I did have, says fucking, hello. I did have chicken tenders like the other day, and I was like, this is the greatest shit I've ever eaten in my life. Like, I was so happy.
I had chicken tenders for breakfast this morning.
That is the breakfast of champions, bro.
Well, I was thinking I wasn't feeling eggs and I didn't want a sandwich for lunch. So I'm like, I need to get my protein in this morning. I'll just throw some chicken tenders in the air fryer this morning at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
You know what I had for breakfast? Granola. I had granola for I was like, what is my life coming to where I can't have like something greasy or a donut for breakfast? I have to eat fucking granola. I'm gonna start making my own protein shakes. Like,
that's why we gotta save money now.
I was gonna make a cum joke, but I couldn't think of a good one.
Don't worry, Colin, you'll come around to it.
That's not bad.
I've had the buzzer this episode, so I consider that a win.
Yeah, you haven't been buzzed yet this episode.
No, not at all.
Yes, they're still tied, though.
Louise Lasser. Hello, everybody.
No.
Nobody said Louise Lasser, Louise.
You just did just now.
God damn it. That is true.
See, I'm not saying I have psychic powers and I just come whatever basically, well, whatever Colin says come, I have to come too, but that's beside the point. But whatever someone says...
Ew.
In the future, Louise, I have to like come on the show. And I need the regular
No. We're not doing these storyline stuff anymore, so there is no more future Louise. There's only present Louise.
Okay, fair enough. I'll just talk about coming instead. Let me talk to you. Do you just want me to describe my coming details in graphic detail?
No.
Well, first of all, damn it. All right, I won't talk about it because it upsets everybody. Although Toby on the other end, I mean, what are you talking about? I don't know. Oh, wait, I'm talking about Toby, not Tamario. I mean, Tamario, I don't know what you're talking about.
She's confused. She's drunk again.
Of course she is.
Oh, I'm just drinking all this red wine, honeys.
Hey, Louise, I got this for you. There you go. You get the buzzer.
Oh, honeys, I've got a buzz right now. I'm drinking this bottle of red from 4 years ago. Oh, man. Oh, good.
So you've gone from black to red. So you're I've seen you taking off the death metal makeup. You're no longer death metal Louise.
There's no concert on this week, honey. So I took the makeup off, but I'm going to go to a concert next week.
Okay. Who are you going to see?
It's the most, Oh, hotties. It's the most heavy metal band of all time. Oh, they're so hardcore. Oh, they're so amazing. They're called the Slumpy Dipshits, right? I mean, yes, but also they have a thing being supported by a band that's even more hardcore. They're called the Osmonds.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Osmonds. Oh, they're so heavy metal, hotties. I'm going to be wearing some black nails and eyeliner, and I'm going to go all deep-voiced.
Okay.
Anyways, though, I think I'm going because, oh.
At least you're not me.
Yes, oh. What's that, Colin?
Nothing. I was going to make a really bad joke, but I know that you'll fucking Beat will get mad at me. Dad will yell at me, and I don't feel like getting yelled at today.
Well, honey, you can yell at me all you want. Oh, wait. No, that's Toby and Tamara's job. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
She's drunk, so drunk.
Bitch. Dude, so drunk. Bitch. Such a fucking drunk bitch, dude.
Drunk.
She is. I don't know where she gets. I don't even know where she gets the money for all this wine. Oh, wait a minute.
She steals it from Champions.
Now I know. Yeah, I was going to say that, and also Tamari and Toby are both ghosts, so they were obviously able to go through walls to get it for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Toby's pretty busy with Alexandria and Baby Bibolini.
Well, that is also true too. He's a very busy man these days.
And all his reviews of brothels.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Get back to the kicking of this movie. This is a slow part.
Ooh, did somebody say slow part? Hello, it's me, Toby.
Do you get any more brothel reviews?
Oh, guys, you know I do.
That's enough.
But it's so catchy. I've been singing it for like 2 weeks now. But anyways, though. Alright, I found some brothel reviews for you all this week. And okay, I'll read this one. Even one star feels like too much. Absolute worst service. The old man at reception was super rude and forced me to pick someone, and then the girl I picked was shocking. Kept going on about how she is sick. Poor service. Will not be returning. I will not recommend this place to anyone unless you want to lose your hard-earned cash. One star.
Oh. Where's this place that we're...
I wonder if that girl had diarrhea.
This is a place. The place I'm reading the reviews from is called Studio Honeys.
Okay, Studio Honeys.
Studio Honeys. Yes.
You need also, to up your service if you're getting 100-star reviews at Studio Honeys.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, this review says, young manager there today was very rude and not selection of girls lately. One star.
Fuck.
Very bad service. Please no one going. It's very rude. Girls waste money. Police matter.
Oh.
Police matter. Of course. We're watching this.
Police
movie.
Lives matter?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like it's where all the cocaine is.
In all the cocaine kitchen.
I'm gonna have to steal later.
Time to fight with the cocaine.
The services are not, they promise at time of introduction. Worst one, please do not go into this brothel. One star, at least I could do otherwise. This one doesn't even deserve one star. So no, this brutal only gets one star. Very rude staff, very, very bad experience. Front staff behave very bad and do discrimination with Indians.
Oh. Welcome to 2025.
Hey, $50 kissing charges extra. Out of mind. 1 star. Bad. 1 star.
What else is here? Was there any 5-star reviews?
Yeah.
Oh, there's 5 stars. I'll read a 5-star review just so. Management was respectful. I never felt judged. Place was clean. Lady I had was sensitive and made me feel at ease. Just a wow kind of lady. Disclosure, my first time visiting this place. 1 star.
Oh, we want a 5-star.
It was 5 stars.
You said 1 star.
Oh, sorry. I'm used to saying 1 stars, not 5 stars. What else is here? I'll read one more 5-star review. My first time there, booked Shandy. Oh, wow, talk about Pocket Rocket. We'll definitely go back. 5 stars. Yes. And that is the segment this week, so I will see you all later. Bye.
See you, Toby.
Damn cop fucking up this operation. It's got to set them back weeks.
There's so much coke in the air from them just all fighting that they're all fucking jacked on coke now. Especially that guy.
Exactly.
They'll just start fighting that much harder.
What if this super cop just did a bunch of coke? You'd be unstoppable.
I think that's a secret. See right there, he just did more. He's like... Does that qualify as doing jugs while you're working?
Oof.
I'm going to say yes.
Dude, how is Grandpa still alive? What the fuck?
Wasn't he corrupt? Grandpa does that apply?
I think so, yeah. I think he's a corrupt cop.
I'm not paying attention anymore. I'm not paying attention. I'm hungry.
No. Coming up is Colin's new segment, Drive Through with Colin.
No, we're not doing that tonight. It's too late.
Yeah.
That's all right. Always happen next time.
Well, someone's getting tortured. This guy's still mad about the dog movie.
Dude, right? Me too.
This is just Colin trying to bait me up.
He just beats the shit out of anyone who likes that, who hates that movie. Or likes that movie.
Could be one or the other.
Now we're going to get a fight.
We're going to get a 2-against-1 fight. It's going to be awesome.
Well,
that's how we
more like one-on-one, because this guy's kind of like got no ribs anymore.
Oh, well, essentially, yes, but but he tries to help out.
Dude, just kill him and get this movie over with.
I love the fact if Marcy was here, she would have been like, Colin, how dare you? Ah!
It's spooky month, dude. I was trying to watch. I thought we were watching a fucking spooky movie today. I'd have been so much more interested.
This movie's spooky. Hey,
don't blame me. Don't blame me.
But this is the fans' fault. They didn't vote for this for.
Oh, yeah, I thought we weren't doing revenge picks.
on each other. I didn't say anything about the fans.
Wow. The poor fans.
It's all right. It's my pick next week. You guys are fucked.
That's true. That's all right. Bring it. Bring it.
Yeah. We're going to be back on track for Spooky Month next week. And Colin will be the one to do it.
Like sex noises and shit.
You could probably put like porno like sound effects over the scene and it'd still be, and you probably couldn't tell the difference. Oh, jeez.
Oh, they made it to the wrong. They made it to the main dude.
Yep, the final boss.
The Rock?
Oh, that's who was the bad guy all along.
Who, the old man?
Yep. He's the final boss.
Oh.
What a twist.
Oh no, he was the bad guy the entire time. He was in undercover cop. We could not have foreseen this.
I mean, in all reality, if he wasn't the bad guy, he would have died in the first 15 minutes of this movie.
That's true.
I mean, that is also true. That is very true. He would have died, and well, look at the dude. He is the type of guy who probably wouldn't even last about 5 minutes within this house.
And the final boss is all like, "Ding bang, ding dong, his don't go aye."
Dude, any fucking bad racist joke I've made this entire episode, that just one-upped every single one.
Yep. I didn't say it was The Rock.
I mean, I've been thinking it the entire fucking time, to be honest with you.
And Rock.
Be better, Rock. With your $6 million exactly. Opening for the smashing machine.
Yeah.
Top is all like to this guy.
Fuck off, nerd! Get in the toilet!
I'll fight him.
Colin, you're just all like, these guys need to relax and just...
Like, I want big titty goth girls with anal. And then you're done. And it's good. And it's...
It's true.
It's so true, dude.
These guys just had some big titty goth girls. They wouldn't be fighting right now.
They wouldn't. They'd be so happy right now. I mean, I'd be happy too, but I mean, shit.
I mean, Colin, will your pick next week feature big titty goth girls?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see.
Big titty goth girls at Halloween.
It's just going to be the Babadook. It's going to be the Babadook. That's what it's going to be.
Do the porn parody version of the Babadook. The Babadick.
Dude, is there a Babadick? I want to know.
I mean, fans, do I want to know? Babadick.
I do. Babadick.
Oh my gosh, there are Babadook dildos.
Doesn't surprise me. Bitches will put anything up their fucking coochies.
I'm a little disturbed by this.
And they say fucking, and they say men fuck anything. Yet, you know, you're fucking Babadooks over there. Sorry.
With 15 different vibrations and a cold feature, you stick in the freezer.
Yeah.
I just want all the Babadicks.
Everybody getting gushered secret in this movie.
Ew.
This is what Darby Allin's gonna be like fighting John Moxley at the
Bro, I hope I fucking get to go see that live. I better win those fucking tickets, dude.
That's gonna be so sweet if you get to go to that show. I wish I could have gone to All Out.
Dude, it's gonna be sick. I can't wait if I win those tickets, dude.
Joe versus Hangman.
I better take a fucking bunch of Tylenol before I go.
I believe in you, Colin. You'll win.
Oh, he did. Oh.
That was unnecessary. Was that the...
That was the head henchman.
The head drug dealer?
The henchman, yeah. The henchman. Yeah.
Where's the old man at?
He's with the drug dealer in the penthouse.
Better fucking hurry it up. I'm tired. I gotta wake up in the morning. What the fuck? Hurry up and beat this final boss.
Why are you shooting at me, man?
Thought we were friends, dude.
This is my drug dealer. You can't have him.
I'll suck your dick if you let me go.
Right. I got crack.
I'll stick that Babadook up your butt.
Babadook. Did you do that? Yeah, he's
Babadook.
Babadook. Well, it is the Halloween season, so.
Ching pong ping pong mong ding dang.
Stokol ai.
Ai.
That's racist. I don't have a sound clip for that, so I had to like say it out loud. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's cop on drug dealer crime.
Taking applications for big titty goth bitches, if anyone's interested.
There you go.
Every time I hear that sound effect.
Send their applications, Colin.
Oh, you can send it to my phone number with titty pics and let me see those big goth titties. Send it to my phone.
Do you got a Snapchat set up?
No. I don't use Snapchat. I'm too fucking old for that, dude.
That was actually legit. The kids in the
TikTokies send their tit pics anymore?
Dude, fuck Snapchat. We need a new app.
I'm actually surprised Snapchat is even still around. I would have died out ages ago.
No, it's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah, dude, it's because people send nudes all the time on Snapchat. I don't use it, though. I don't get any nudes, so. But I do have a phone number. It's been on the episodes. Go back and listen.
If any lovely ladies are out there who are listening to this show, want to send something to Colin, send it to his number. You can find it on previous episodes of the show.
it's in the show notes.
Yeah, it's in the show notes. I just want to say that. Yeah.
Put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes, dude. Please put it in the show notes.
It should be the last thing in the show notes with a dot, dot, dot. And if any big titty goth bitches want to contact Colin, call.
Yeah.
555-5555.
No, I'll give it to you, Bede. Put it in the show notes.
I will, maybe.
Just do it.
Just do it.
It's all over.
It's all over.
It's almost over, Colin, and then you can finally go to sleep.
I'm gonna find a snack before I go to bed. You know, it'd be a really good snack.
Me too. I'm hungry.
You know, it'd be a really good snack. A big titty bitch. That would be a really good snack.
Especially a goth one.
Dude, she don't even have to be a goth one. I'll take all the takers. I don't care. I love all boobs. Okay. Big ones, small ones. The ones the size of your head.
I'm as big.
You know.
I was going to say, some as big as your head.
Yeah.
Big ones, small ones.
Some as big as your head.
Boy. Oh, they're not going to.
Well, that was a joke. Did we even get to mention that these two are actually brothers?
No, we have mentioned it once the entire movie.
Mind blown. I mean, aren't they all brothers?
No.
They all look alike.
You know what? If they're watching an American film or one which has an Australian, Canadian, or American in it, they'll probably think, all these whiteys look alike.
That's impossible. Okay, that's impossible.
It's true. It's the same in every country. Should know. Not that I know. Anyways, that was a hard day at the office.
Gonna be getting overtime for this.
Yes. And find out what happens next on the Further Adventures in The Raid 2. Also on Tubi, which we will not be playing right now because that's also a 2.5-hour movie.
Two and a half hours, you say?
No. You need to stop it. Stop it right now. I think, Colin, let's take a vote that Bat just banned from 2.5-hour movies for the rest of the year.
I mean, okay.
The Raid. Featuring music by some of the members of Legion
Park. This was a great movie.
Oh, Craven, you finally showed up.
Oh, hi guys, it's me, Craven.
That's racist as fuck, Bede. You can't say that. There's only one Asian of Linkin Park, okay? Not all fucking.
Oh, I said Raid. I didn't say anything. I said Craven has showed up.
That's true. I did show up, and that's the end of the movie.
You did. Yes. Anyway, so yes, that was the raid. Exactly. So we'll wrap it up right now. That was the raid, everybody. The raid or the raid redemption. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. And before we wrap up the show today, Batch, where can people find us on the internet this... I mean, we'll find you on the internet this week.
I will take it because Batchy's asleep. You could find me on WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast, starring me, Kraven, and I kick every Predator's ass. It is awesome because they're recapping Spider-Man versus Predator, and I'm rad as fuck in that book. You can find Batchy at Pop4D on the Facebooks and the, I think, what is this? Batch Pop4D on the X, the Threads, and the Blue Sky.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me at Trash Colin on Twitter, and then you can also hear me on Grime Time, which we released our first episode last week, and it's fucking great. Episode nice. 2 comes out tomorrow, so as of recording...
What's that podcast about?
Friday. Just me and my buddy Nate. We're two comedians that just make fun of shit and...
Nice.
Third episode, we talk about Charlie Kirk a lot, which is funny as fuck. So if you want to laugh a little bit and just want to, yeah, go listen. Grime Time, baby. It's named after Crime Time, the greatest tag team ever.
Crime Time.
So, yeah, check that out. Crime Time.
R.I.P. Chad Gaspar.
Nice. And if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd. I'm the Bead Jemide. You can find all my work over on supermarcy.com, and as well as all the awesome podcasts that I co-host with Super Marcy. And if you want to, and I, you can also find my solo podcast, Bean versus the Living Dead, on all podcast streamers everywhere. So, yep, that's a wrap for this episode of the show, and we'll see you all next Tuesday, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.